Hello, beautiful beings, and welcome to your weekly guidance podcast, a place where you will find knowledge on spiritual psychology, weekly collective readings, and meditations. This is your host, Hazel Grace. I've worked as a psychic medium and intuitive empath for over 10 years, and as a psycho-spiritual coach for the last 6 years. I created this podcast as a place where I can share my knowledge on spiritual psychology and my gifts as an intuitive, providing weekly general guidance that may lead you to a happier and more fulfilling life. If this sounds like something fun that you're interested in, make sure to subscribe so you won't miss a thing. Goddess that is guiding this reading and that is asking to be present in your life at this time is Aphrodite. How can you welcome Aphrodite in your life at this time? Awaken the goddess within you through dance, self-care, and appreciating your divinity. This is a calling for you to know that you are loved, no matter how you feel at different times, no matter how hard life may feel at different times. And you know, sometimes our feelings are a great guiding tool, and sometimes our feelings are affected by thoughts, by our inner critic, by the negative way we talk to ourselves, and we end up feeling things that are not true. We end up criticizing ourselves a lot. And this, of course, affects the way how we feel about ourselves, about the world around us. And we may come to this point where we don't even enjoy life. Aphrodite at this time asks you and invites you to create more space for love. How can you love yourself more? How can you love life a bit more? When we are in this very dark space, even though it can be just mentally or emotionally, but it is really dark and heavy, we don't find life something that is lovable. The goal at this time is to love life a little bit more, just a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. Find something that you love about today. Find a little joy. Find a little thing that brings you happiness. Something that brings you faith in humanity. There is a process of death and rebirth in an emotional and spiritual level that is going on for you. An old persona or an old part of your personality needs to die. For many of you, I feel like this is happening through outer forces, in the sense of different things that life is bringing your way, different way that you're feeling, so much outer pressure that is making you move and become a new version of yourself. And this process sometimes feels really heavy and really hard to go through. This is your reminder, the wheel of the year upright is your reminder about the cycles of life and cycles of nature. Everything in nature is in cycles, and so is life. We have spring, when we have the intention, we plant our seeds. We have summer, when we have to nourish our seeds for a certain period of time. Then we have fall or autumn, that we harvest a part of our seeds, and we then take care to have enough so we can go through winter. And during this winter time, when it is hard to find food or to find things that can serve us in a nourishing way, we have the reserves that we have saved to go through winter. And winter actually is a great time to nourish ourselves. And so is in life. We have phases when we have this intention that we carry, that we try to bring to life, that we hold and that we plant. And then we have summer times in an emotional or in a journey that we are taking to realize something, to bring to life something. We have this part of summer that we take care of what we want. We nourish the plant, the seed that we planted. And then there is this time when we can have the harvest of the work that we did. And then there is winter. Sometimes some winters are really dark and it can feel scary to be there, especially when we as humans have this gift of a critical thinking of a mind, because critical thinking is actually a good thing in many cases. The problem is when critical thinking leads to existential crisis. But the real tricky part is the mind creates problems that are not even there, especially when we are used to being under stress. Because if mind is used to being stressed, it is going to see stress where there is not anything to worry or be stressed about. So this card is your confirmation that things are okay. Everything is going to be okay. This is just part of the cycle of life that you have to go through. And on the other side of this, there is spring. Things are joyful and beautiful. And actually, I'm feeling that this psychological and spiritual, emotional death that you're going through, on the other side, is going to feel so much worth it, because you are letting go of things that no longer serve you. You need to let go of things that no longer serve you. And this is why at this time, this feels really hard and tough and difficult to go through. But it's actually, in the long run, it is something that will serve the best of you, will serve you in the best way possible. So this is your confirmation that beyond what your mind is telling you at this time, everything is going to be okay. Everything is moving through a divine plan that actually wants the best for you, even though when a part of us has to die in order for us to embrace our full potential and to be our true self, to be authentic, to have the courage to be authentic. Everything that is part of the old conditioning that we have had needs to be let go of. And this is really challenging for some people. This can be really difficult, and even at different times, because we go through different cycles, and sometimes even for the same person, one cycle may feel more difficult, another one may feel more easier to move through. However, what is important is to learn from this difficult time, because there is wisdom in this darkness that can be used in another situation, in another cycle that we may have to go through. And when we apply this wisdom, the other cycle is going to feel way easier. When we learn the lessons, the situations change. Of course, we have other things to learn, but when we carry the lessons from past experiences into our present, and we have this empowering way of looking at ourselves and things around us, because sometimes when you go through different cycles and phases, you understand in an emotional level that it also will pass, and you know how to embody your emotions, how to connect with your emotions. And in the Resilience Alchemy Oracle, from the Resilience Alchemy Oracle, we have a seventh heart remedy, that is grief. This is a time when actually often or always when we have to go through a process of emotional or spiritual death and rebirth, we have to grieve as we let go. It may feel tough to grieve, especially in a culture when we are taught to ignore our emotions, and we are taught that it is okay, just get over it, you know. Grief, however, is very important, because as we grieve, there are two important things that happen. The first one is that grief helps us connect with our soul. Instead of numbing ourselves, feeling our emotions and feeling our grief eases our soul. And as we connect with the emotions that are more difficult to go through and to move through, we understand that we are light, we are sources of beautiful things. Because have you ever tried the relief that you feel after grieving? Instead of carrying the heaviness of difficult emotion or difficult thing that you are going through, when you connect with the letting go of it, with the grief that comes with the process of letting go of it, it is easier to let go. It is easier for you to connect with your emotions. And I say it is easier for you to connect with your emotions because the depth that you are capable of moving through difficult emotions is the same depth that you are capable of moving through positive emotions. Numbing yourself, of course, helps you to not feel difficult emotions, but the thing is that numbing also stops you from feeling, deeply feeling positive and beautiful emotions too. Another thing about grief is that it makes it easier to let go. When you grieve, properly grieve something, you feel disconnecting with it, you feel the letting go of it. Because here is the thing, grief moves energy. It is actually emotions coming out of you in a physical form, and this is how you let go of those emotions. Something else that I want to add to this is, when you grieve, keep in mind that your emotions are something that needs to be felt and let go of. But it is very important to not associate those negative emotions with negative thinking. Because one of the things that many people do wrong when it comes to embracing grief and then end up in this feeling of why grief is way more difficult to be to experience than it actually is, it's because when you associate negative thoughts to the negative feelings that you are thinking, especially when you are grieving, those emotions will pass, but your negative thoughts will remain. And what will happen is that you're going to carry through your days, through your everyday life, those negative thoughts with you, and those negative emotions will still be with you because you're feeding them through negative things, negative thinking. I don't mean the positive thinking of a good part of society that is like, oh, that's negative thought, don't think negative thought, think positive thought, and the law of attraction things. I mean it more in the sense of the meaning that you give things. What you're going through has a story that you're telling yourself, because life is full of stories. We as species, we love stories. We find wisdom in the stories. And the stories that we tell ourselves are really powerful. The stories that we tell ourselves are really powerful in how we experience life, in how we feel about ourselves and the world. So, as you experience this grief, pay attention to the stories that you're telling yourself about what happens. Pay attention to the way that you're talking to yourself about what happened. And as you go through this process, be your best friend. How you'd want a best friend, someone that is genuine with you, to be talking to you at this time, and talk to yourself that way. How do you want, or how would an ideal parent talk to you at this time, and talk to yourself that way? You know, it is that thing that instead of telling a best friend something in a very rude way, we tend to tell it in a more nice way or kind way if we know that it is something important. And I've noticed this in many people that I've worked with, that we are really kind when it comes to others, but we forget to carry the same amount of kindness when it comes to ourselves. So this is your reminder that as you move through this process of grief, be kind to yourself. Pay attention to the way that you're talking to yourself. Pay attention to the story that you're telling yourself about what happened, and make it be an empowering story. Listen, there are different aspects of the same truth. The thing is to have that part of truth that empowers you, and not denying your emotions, not denying what happens, because that brings a lot of negative emotions, a lot of disempower. It is basically self-gaslighting, and the problem is that gaslighting in the long run is going to cause you a lot of damage. So be true to yourself, but have an empowering way of looking at things, an empowering story that you're telling to yourself while you're talking to yourself in a positive, in a genuine, in a kind voice and way of talking. How can I deepen my trust right now? Trust, surrender, let go of the wheel. You can trust. You can trust yourself. Trust fully in yourself so that you can deepen your trust in others. Trust creates safety, and when we feel safe, we feel unstoppable. Today's soul action. Let go and trust. Today, find your center in the chaos and be certain with yourself so you can deepen your trust in others. And sometimes this others may be the divine, maybe God, maybe gods, goddesses, the greater power beyond ourselves. It is really important to trust in yourself, though. It is really important to trust that you can do this. You're going to make it through this time, and you're going to be okay. And you're going to be more than okay, actually, because on the other side of this time, there is a version of you that is full of power and wisdom from what you went through. Turning your pain into wisdom takes a great force and takes an alchemist to do it. And you are that alchemist. The thing is, are you stepping into that power within yourself? Allow yourself to step into that power. Allow yourself to step into that version of yourself, because you are the alchemist and you can fully do this. Have faith in the universe and whatever you believe in the source, God, in the greater power beyond ourselves and the power that gives life to all of us. The sacred breath, the source of that we all come from, the divine within us all, the divine within you. You're part of the divine, you're part of this great power. Step into that power, surrender, have faith. You got this. You're really more powerful than you think right now, because your mind is being filled with negative thoughts, and since you're carrying different negative emotions. I don't like the term negative emotions, because every emotions have a piece of wisdom within itself. So it is uncomfortable emotions. And since you are feeling all these uncomfortable emotions, pay attention to not be talking down to yourself, to not be lying to yourself, to not be gaslighting yourself, and to not be diminishing your power. Step into your power within you. Have faith. Take some time and even meditate to connect with that power. Or take a walk with the intention of meditating with that power. Or, you know, take a cup of coffee and watch on the horizon. Something that is going to bring you peace, and you can be focused in your breath, that your brain can move into calm state of being, into alpha waves. Then ask for answers, and during your days, pay attention, because the answers will come. Very likely the answers will come when you least expect them to come, but the answers will definitely come. The last one is from Botanical Inspirations, Thankfulness and Understanding. Before we can forgive one another, we have to understand one another. How can you understand, you know, understand your needs, understand yourself in a deeper level at this time? You probably think that you know yourself, and yet there are aspects of yourself that you are out of touch with. How can you understand others instead of judging? How can you better understand others? And while you do so, keep in mind that when you understand others, you still need to keep in mind your boundaries and your greatest good. Just because you understand something bad someone did doesn't mean that it is any less bad. It doesn't mean that it affects you any less. So it is really important to understand yourself first of all, and then, you know, trying to understand others. And this is true, actually. Before we can forgive one another, we have to understand one another. How does this quote speak to you? What is a part of yourself that you need to better understand? And what is a part of others that you need to better understand? Do you believe that you are worthy of your greatest good? This is a time that you need to work with your inner beliefs. You know, it is important to know that you are worthy. This is a time that in your best interest, in your greatest good, is to be genuine to yourself. Because you are worth it. You're, at this time, you are probably forgetting a good part of your power. A good part of you know this in your head that you're really powerful, but actually may feel disconnected from that power in a subconscious level and an emotional level. You are worthy, you are deserving, you are loved. Start seeing the divine beauty within you and go out and claim the life you have dreamt up. Your crown has been bought and paid for. Put it on your head and wear it. Maya Angelou, today's soul action. For a big goal or dream you have, ask yourself, do I feel worthy of this? Today's mantra, I am worthy of it all. And of course you're worthy of it all. You are worthy. You are part of the divine. You're a beautiful being. You got this. You're going to make it through, and on the other side there is that version of you that is going to be so grateful for the wisdom that is within you and for who you are. You definitely are more powerful than you think you are at this time. Sending you lots of love, and we'll see you again in the next episode.